Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back in the building. Back again like we never left, man. I don't know. I'm feeling good because this is another episode of the Band of Brothers. I'm a little excited right now. I can't 100% explain why, but I'm feeling good, man. How about you, brothers, man? How you brothers feeling today?
I'm feeling good, for real.
Tired, man.
I'm tired. Okay, so that was the math. Math, the first one. You feeling good? I'm just saying feeling tired. The Love Doctor. Love Doctor, man. How you feeling, man? Back in the building once again. We actually got you for a whole show today and not 5 minutes of a show.
All right.
So that's pretty sweet.
All right.
How's everything going?
Everything is great. I'm just thinking about, you know, a sexy breakfast.
Sexy breakfast.
What is a sexy breakfast? I'm so glad you asked.
You might have just eliminated all the topics for the day. See, I asked you before we started the show, did you have any topics? You said no.
Are we talking about the food or
and then you
the
just hit me.
Both.
And then you hit us with a sexy breakfast. Okay, see, I'm going to have to come back to that.
Mimosa, man. You know what I'm saying? Some strawberries, whipped cream. Flapjacks. Little syrup.
Flapjacks. I like flapjacks. All kinds.
I need some grits.
Need some grits? Okay. Flapjacks. Flapjacks, slapjack. All that. Yeah, you got my mind. I got to get back into the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Yogurt.
Plenty of yogurt. Yogurt is a must. We got C Murder in the building, man. C Murder is back in the building, man. How you feeling today, man?
What it do? I'm feeling all right.
Feeling good.
I woke up this morning. I'm
blessed.
Everything
good.
Can't complain.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Can't complain.
Oh, I wanted to see if you knew it was coming. You know, this is customary. We got to do this. I wasn't gonna leave you without it.
I'm about to throw one time.
We're gonna have to get you a freestyle together. But I know you're feeling kind of awkward because we ain't open up with that. But I wasn't gonna leave you hanging,
man.
You
know, I appreciate
gotta put
that.
It in there, man.
That got me pumped just that quick.
So cool. So before we get into the topics today, man, I gotta get back to the sexy breakfast, man. Go ahead and explain to us, and it goes with one of the topics we're going to get into. I'm not gonna reveal it just yet. I'm gonna go ahead and let the Love Doctor, aka Dr. Romeo, explain to us. What is a sexy breakfast?
It's like when you want that fresh sex in the morning. You know, she showered that night, but you went to sleep because you're so tired.
Mm-hmm.
But you know
she's fresh.
When you know what I'm saying? Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
And so it's like, look, I went to sleep, but hey.
Crunch and munch.
Here's this breakfast to get you the energy you need.
Sucking on that joint. Yes. I know, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Freshness is a must.
Yeah, that milk beard and mustache.
Yeah. No wolf piss. And you would have to listen to the Shock Therapy Radio Show to understand what wolf piss is. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, Fridays at 4. That's my shameless plug for him. But that seemed so fitting after hearing the definition of wolf piss. But anyway, proceed. Wow. Sexy breakfast.
You know, I feed you and you feed me.
All right. Give you some meat.
Are these foods edible?
Yes, they are.
Or
that face.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Or should I say, are you talking about food? Is what I meant to say.
What was that song by Eddie Murphy? Put Your Mouth on Me.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it.
Wow,
he went back with that one.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's it.
Sausage for breakfast. Righty.
Awesome. So I mean, since we opened up the floodgates. And I just got this feeling in my mind, in my head, right, that some of our faithful listeners are going to say, is that all you talk about? Yes, you don't have to ask about it. Yes, we like to talk about sex. If you have a problem with it, hey, I don't know what to tell you. This is a show of married men, right? So we developed the concept of the show so you can get inside the heads of married men. So guess what? Newsflash. 95% of what we think about is sex. I mean, it's just kind of the way it works.
95 is too low.
Yeah, kind of is. I was being modest.
Right.
So where you going with it, bro? I mean, what's the percentage?
It's like 99.99. You know what I'm
saying? 99.99.
I'm watching a TV commercial. I'm like, that milk look good dripping off her lip. Trying to sell cereal. I want some cornflakes now.
Right?
I want me a snow bunny.
What I'm talking about.
I mean, you know,
oh yeah.
Sugar smacks. Let me smack something.
Oh yeah.
Snow bunny.
Wait a minute.
Oh yeah.
Bro. See, yes. We're trying to help you get an insight into our minds. If you understand
snow
us.
Bunny. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yes. Snow Bunny.
Yeah. Snow Bunny, you into Snow Bunny, man?
Snow Bunny.
Boy. Oh, yeah.
If you guys
can. A fresh Snow Bunny? No. Fresh?
They looking different these days.
We're gonna end up doing a whole show about you and freshness. Like, you have this phobia to another level.
I do, man. Ain't nothing like a fresh female.
Ain't nothing like a fresh woman.
Smelling good. Yeah. Oh, man, yeah.
Matter of fact, you know what?
What about no smell?
No smell is fine.
I'm good or bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, no smell. Like, you don't stink, but you don't smell perfume.
Yeah.
Well, you ain't got to smell perfume. That's fine.
You just don't need to stink.
You don't need to stink.
I just don't want
to
smell shrimp scampi.
Yeah. Right, smell nothing. You need to smell like you didn't bathe recently.
Yeah.
Recently.
Gotcha. So, anyway, I was going to make this statement because I need for our women to understand that if you listen to what we're saying and catch the subtle hints, especially you married ones, this is how your man thinks. You might need to accommodate this. He's 99.99% of the time.
I got dogged out this week about that, so I don't know.
Yeah, so this is what I was about to get into. Yeah. We got about 20 different sidebars when we get into topics. We got to finish the sexy breakfast. Matter of fact, let's go ahead and finish the sexy breakfast. Yeah. Then we're going to get into these comments you put out there, waking me up in the middle of my sleep. Jay's comment. I'm like, I can't even see straight right now. The comment. Right. Catch me in the morning. I'll see if I got something for you. But sexy breakfast. C-Murder, I know we all got blindsided with the sexy breakfast, but what would be your definition of a sexy breakfast?
Man, you know what? I can testify that I actually had one. And this was
just one?
One that comes to mind. It was we were actually on vacation. We were actually in Hawaii.
All right, that's starting off sexy already.
That was actually our second honeymoon back in
doing it big
2004, and we were actually on the beach. You know, and our hotel was our resort. We stayed it was on the beach, and then we had breakfast on the beach. Sun was just coming up, man. The waves was coming in, and the weather was beautiful, and wind was blowing. In wifey's hair, she had a little flower in her hair. In her hair, so that was nice. That was beautiful right there. You know, so I enjoyed that. We were clothed. You know, so
can it be sexy if clothes are still on?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It can be.
Because your imagination
exactly
can run wild.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh yeah.
Gotcha. So go ahead. You finished? I see you're going back into the moment. I don't want to cut you off too soon.
That was a fun time, man. That was fun. We got to go back.
That's
man.
Good. That is awesome.
It ain't
to
good
know.
Having sand in your butt crack.
Right.
I don't know, man.
All right.
If the moment is intense enough, I won't even be able to pay attention to any sand and where it's going.
Yeah. I equate sand with dirt. That's kind of a turnoff. I don't know.
So you ain't into sex on the beach?
The drink?
Both.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I haven't tried it. I have had it on the grass and in parks, but I don't know. Sand is a little different. It's kind of gritty.
That's like the thing. Matter of fact, that's why they named the drink what they named it. It's supposed to be like sexy and romantic. Beach, huh? Sex on the beach.
You mess around and get something in your... can I say pee hole?
Why not?
Yeah, you get in your pee hole.
What are you doing for you to get anything in your man parts? How are you pulling that off?
Missionary, man.
It might just what are you doing? Right. It's like dirt?
It might just hit the ground. Yeah. One missionary. Bow.
That's all you know right. Well, I come out sometime and you just met oops and.
Yeah, bam.
Oh, no.
Okay. That's interesting. That's interesting. I just feel like we need to be more interesting.
Right yeah.
So, go ahead, Mav. I mean, sexy breakfast. I mean, since we're talking about it, since the love doctor brought it up early in the show.
I mean, a sexy breakfast is, to me, I'm asleep, you know, and she go in the kitchen and cook me up a nice omelet, you know, turkey sausage and cheese and onions, green pepper, red
just
pepper.
Just like you like it, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, all yeah. That. Yeah, right. You know, green pepper, red pepper.
After you had that first breakfast.
Let the man, he got a vision.
He got that church
yeah.
finger.
Yeah. Like, my bad.
Don't mess up his interpretation.
Church finger. I'm like, whoa.
Go ahead, red pepper, green pepper, go ahead.
Yeah.
You know, red pepper, green pepper, tomato, onion.
Okay.
You know. And then she got them heels on, you know, and then she got that thong on.
That thong.
Got that bra on, you know. That's it. Just walk up in that bedroom, open up the door, wake me up. I got slob all up on my mouth.
You know, breakfast in bed?
You know, breakfast in bed. Oh, yeah. Bring it to me. With that stride.
Interesting.
You know? With that stride, huh? Yeah.
Breakfast in bed. I like that.
Wake me up. You know, just bring it right to me. You know.
Hey, did your wife do that for you when she gave you breakfast in bed?
I don't remember what she had on. I was focused on the breakfast. Honestly,
that's kind of personal. What with you?
I'm just saying.
You know, he likes to ask personal questions because he don't mind what he shares. But yeah,
yeah, well, I care.
But no, I don't. I actually don't remember what she had on. I was just so impressed by the breakfast. It was like, you know, cool.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, that's where I was at.
So women, you gotta understand, if you feed a man naked, you just might get married.
Win-win situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Feed him naked, girl.
Wait, you know, on a serious note, we should really do a show on how to get your man to marry you. We really should.
Yeah.
We really should.
You shouldn't be engaged 6 years, baby.
Yeah, that's right. Oh no. That's right.
You might need to take an IQ test if you're that dumb to be engaged for 6 years and think it's okay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's okay. I don't know if it's gonna be next week, but it's gonna be soon. We're gonna do a show how to get your man to marry you.
That's a good
Who better for it to come from than to marry a man? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're going to do. How to get your man to marry you. Good deal. So, okay. Moving on before we get into the actual topics that we discussed today. Justin, now that we got you in the room with the rest of the brothers, I just got to get a full and complete understanding. What's your phobia / fetish / infatuation with the freshness of a woman?
Vinegar tastes better than salt, man.
Say nothing tastes better than salt.
Vinegar tastes better than salt.
Thank you.
Vinegar. Thank you. Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh boy. But you know what's funny about that? We have the salty parts, not them.
But
he said vinegar tastes better than salt, so you might need to address that issue. Is what I'm saying. Because we're the ones with the salty parts.
Yeah. Get to check.
But go ahead. We waiting for you to get off your phone like you're always on. And
you know, conducting two type of different business.
Yeah, give us some insight.
So I just posed the question. I didn't think it was gonna get to the status that it did.
Right.
About women and cleanliness. You know, that's all I did. I just said, you know, I thought maybe because a woman being a woman, she had to be a little cleaner than a man. Not saying that a man ain't clean, but women are supposed to be to a higher standard of being clean. Mm-hmm. That's all I said.
Now, when you say higher standard of being clean, are you saying like more time in maintenance or
no,
what do you mean?
No, I'm just saying, you know, a woman should smell better than you. She should. So you should smell a woman.
Mm-hmm. That's what I asked you earlier, though. You should smell a woman. But I asked you earlier, what if your woman smells like nothing? You know, you can have
You don't smell like nothing. That's not cool. You need to smell like something.
So I mean, she doesn't stink, but she doesn't smell like Bath and Body Works. That's the problem.
Listen, bro. Women supposed to smell like a woman. A man smells like a man. What you mean? You know what that means?
I mean, I have my own interpretation, but
you know, fresh.
They got to smell like flowers all the time.
They got to smell like flowers, but they need to be fresh. You just need to know, like when, if you sit at a table and you don't see who's next to you, you should be like, that must be a woman. And be able to turn to your side and say, oh, that's a woman. Versus, I could, you know what I'm saying?
So they have to have some kind of perfume scent all the time.
They ain't got to have a perfume scent, but they
But how you going to identify if...
A womanly scent. Don't make this difficult, bro. This ain't difficult.
No, I'm making it realistic. No, I mean,
you one of the few that made it hard.
Go ahead, you got your hand up. Go ahead, man.
Am I off?
So I've dealt with different women.
Uh-huh. Right. We know, Bill, yes, sir. We got you.
And I found out, you know, that all women, I mean, all women don't have a scent. You know, I mean,
right.
You got some women who just don't smell like nothing.
Right.
You know?
I haven't dealt with those.
Like sexual, you can get them horny and then they start leaking out and then they smell like nothing. You know what I'm saying?
But there is a scent that all women have. That's why the church required them to wear stockings.
It's actually true. He's not joking. Some people literally do that.
Yeah,
But no, to the point
what you talking about?
In the church, you have to wear stockings as a woman.
To lock in your fragrance.
To lock in that fragrance of a smell when you're on the altar and you fall out, your skirt releases that airflow.
You get that whoosh.
And releases that smell to the men that's trying to be saved.
Pheromones.
Yeah, the pheromones. That's literally what it is. What it is.
And you see brothers like lock, like deer in the headlights because they get being embraced with this smell that they trying to get away from.
I ain't trying to get away from it.
That's the problem. We're trying to keep you away from it.
So it's important as a woman, you know, you say you love God, put some stockings on. Not the cotton kind. Or the fish. I don't know if fishnet coming back. You better sing that song.
No,
Captain Mike.
No fishnet.
That choir rock.
No fishnet in the choir.
Fishnet with the choir rock. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Wow. But back to the point we was making, that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, you know, certain
what I was saying was, and just in general, and I even asked my boss this, and she agreed. And she was saying, and she broke it down. She said, women are supposed to smell. You know, you're taught as a woman to smell a certain way.
Yeah,
but you know, you're supposed to. You know, it's a little. You're supposed to. You know, when you go out or when you go on somewhere, they're supposed to know. Hey, I'm in the building. Now, I ain't say you got to smell all flowery and fresh and. An extra, but I need to like, ooh, okay, you know, like you said, Mav said some people don't, you can't smell them at all. I've smelled a couple people like that, and I look like, wow, you don't smell absolutely nothing.
That's a problem for you.
That's a little weird, but
I'm saying, is that a problem? I mean, they don't stink, but you don't smell perfume on. That's a problem?
No. If I'm a single male out here and I'm walking, and you know, there's certain things I'm looking for.
Okay.
I want to see if you can smell good. Now, I ain't saying you got to, like I said, out smell everybody in the room, but there's a certain thing that you're looking for. Right. Especially if we go out or, you know, night out of town, I want to smell you. I want to see what you smell.
I can see that. You're talking about going out of the date or something. I mean, but
if you're just
equally,
out in general.
Right. If you are, it shows you have, I would say, some pride.
Some pride, some training.
Pride in your appearance. Like my wife, for example, she loves Bath and Body Works.
Right.
Her aunt. So she keeps lotion and stuff in her purse. So if you're out, you cannot have a scent as far as perfume or whatever. But so you go to the bathroom, you wash your hands.
You smell
it. She gets her lotion and she puts it on her hands and not smell it.
It ain't strong. It ain't extra out there. But it's like, okay, cool.
That's fair. But what if we in the house chilling? I'm clean. I don't stink. But I'm in the house chilling. I ain't got no perfume on. Is that going to be offensive to you?
That's not an issue. See, that's what I'm saying.
But that's what I'm saying. You got to clear this up, because the way the conversation was going, it wasn't clear.
No, because these women, the people that was getting offended was the ones that probably had an issue with their own little the smells. And it's on them. Because, right. Yeah, hey, that's you. Because I asked about 75 people. And I literally asked 75 people. And only 4 or 5 people gave me issues with this question. And I had to look at the 4 or 5 people that gave me issues. And I said, well, I can see they probably have an issue with their smell.
But then, I mean, from what I
read. Because it wasn't hard.
What I read out of the comments, I didn't see anybody have an issue with the cleanliness of a woman, but just the equality of man should smell good, too.
We're supposed to smell good, but you a woman. There's a smell that, you know, when you, like a woman, like I said, you a woman, man. When you come, you can tell, like, okay, like I said, you can smell a dude. Cool. But a woman, there's just something about, she got to have that extra oomph on her.
Yeah.
She got to. I mean, that's how I was raised. Like I said, I had to come back and think about it and say, you know what? I'm old school. You new school people, y'all weird as it is. So I understand why y'all argue with me, because y'all weird. I'm not weird. I'm old school. That's how my parents would raise me. That's how everybody else was raised. There was a certain standard.
So we're going to have to go to the love doctor on this one. Help us out. Did the woman got to have a flowery scent all the time in order for her to be womanly?
Flowery scent?
Or I'm used flowery. They got to smell like something as they're putting it. I mean, what's your ratio on? You got to smell like
all
something.
All the time. If I'm with you, I know you always smell good and you at the house chilling. That's cool. There ain't no problem. But I need to know there's a certain standard you got. Like somebody trained you versus, oh, nobody ain't never showed you. Okay, so now I got to train you.
Nah, I ain't doing no training. Nah, you need, to go take some remedial classes and come holler at me when you get finished with the courses.
That's what I'm saying. I can tell you've been schooled and trained by your elders.
Mm-hmm. But
a lot of women, like they said, haven't been trained. And
some
I get
women
it.
Haven't
That's
been
that
trained
new age.
Be.
That's that new age, new school in y'all generation, which is weird. But and I'm not surprised.
That's the millennials.
But, right. That's all that's down
so
there.
So you saying these people like bona fide stink? Like, what are you saying?
They out here. Bro, they ain't been trained on nothing. They ain't been trained.
That's your fault for being even willing to put up with that. You got somebody
I'm not putting up with it. But for the women that was arguing with me, I said, well, y'all ain't been trained. God be with you. You know, hopefully you trained yourself as you got older. But for the women that knew what I was saying, they said, no, there's a certain standard that a woman's supposed to have with her smell. Not looking down on a man saying, no, You supposed to no. We gonna smell good. We always.
I don't know that, and I think that's what the gripe they had, where it was like a woman's supposed to smell good, man can get away with it. Because I even saw a comment from you. It was like a woman can't come home and not wash up and this and that. Man can. And I'm sitting there like, I don't agree with that. It depends on what kind of job you work. Now, I've worked several jobs. Of course, I can come home and I'm not
there's certain sweaty things, stinky. There's certain things you can do that your wife cannot do. Mm-hmm. And if you go tell me that's true, something wrong. You part of that new school generation.
Put it like this, no?
Yeah.
Bro. Like I said, it's a matter of respect. If I know I'm coming home and I stink, I'm not going to disrespect
my
wife.
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. There's certain things you can do. Shortcutting it
a man.
That a woman right. can't do woman
of
can't
course do. But like I said, when I read any of the comments,
and that's the problem. That's the new school right
see,
there.
I can't even get the comment
remedial because there ain't no rebuttal.
When I read all the comments on your post, I did not see one woman say, no, I can go and stink and I take care of myself. Every woman I saw comment on there said, yes, a woman has a higher standard, but that doesn't excuse your man from being a part. You can stink.
And I wasn't excusing. I never said it was
excuse. I mean, I saw literally, and we can pull it up, where it was a quote about, you can come home from dinner from a hard day's of work and stink, and I don't have to get in the shower right away. And I'm sitting there like, I'm a man, and I don't agree with that. Huh? I don't agree with that statement. Yeah, if I know I'm coming home and I smell,
no, Mr. This is what I was saying.
Hard day of work.
This is what I'm saying. If you come, this is what I'm saying. As a man, yes, we do stink. We have to come home, you know. But if I could kind of sit and chill for a second. Versus you can't come home and chill.
Go ahead, ma'am. I see you over there.
I'm just
help me out, ma'am.
I can't.
I just said for a second. I didn't say the whole day and all that.
I said
for a second.
I'm going to kick them shoes off. Them feet going to be stinking from a hard day at work. That butt going to be stinking because you done sweated all between that butt crack. Because we got a big bush of hair back there. I'm just saying.
Hey, man. All of us ain't got hairy behind.
Man,
got shag, bruh.
Well, who else got the hair then?
Bruh.
Who else got the hair? The man got the hair.
Hey, wait. I'm sorry. You might be right. Bruh, you are right.
Most men man, got hair. Most right. men got a lot of hair in their butt crack.
I have no hair. Bush in my crack. I'm
except for C. Murder. Hair holds funk.
I mean, dude.
Hair holds funk. So we got to come on.
Hey, you sure that just ain't your dreads right. ripping in your butt crack a little bit? Hey.
Right.
So we got to come home. We got to wash them balls. We got to wash that butt crack.
You absolutely right. I apologize. We got to. You're right. Because I never thought about that.
Wow. And the noodle crumbs that you did not get.
You're right.
Yeah.
Will melt.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
They will melt.
Yeah.
They get stuck in the hairs.
Yes. So apparently. At least the first thing that we got to do, we got to hit that bathroom up.
The hairs.
Hit them feet up. Hit them balls. Hit that butt crack up. You know what I'm saying?
I never knew.
Because that butt is going to stink. Them balls going to stink. You know what I'm saying? Period.
Hairy butts.
I know we got hair, but I never referred to it as a bush. Yeah, right.
I never.
That's a lot. You need to shave, man. Right. You need to shave.
You need to, yeah.
Wow. That's messy.
Right.
Oh, man.
But thanks you're for clearing right. that up, man.
Thanks, man.
It's just a matter of respect, man. You shouldn't stink for your woman. Your woman should definitely not stink for you. I mean, that's superior point blank.
I never thought about it that way.
Fix your lip, man. You got your lip all turned up over there. I'm just saying.
About bushes in your butt. Oh.
Well, this is the man that said he likes the kind of werewolfish. Now we got a better understanding.
You're right.
Butt fro.
Butt fro. Hashtag butt fro.
Butt fro.
There we go.
We'll piss and butt fro. That's all right.
Wow. These boys get more and more interesting by the day.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
So do we have clarity on this now? Do we need to keep going
on?
Nobody should stink for anybody. That should be the common rule.
Should stink.
But women
stink.
Are internal, so I guess they have to. It's a certain level of freshness they need to maintain.
Yeah.
Or it's a certain level of awareness and consistency you have to have. Yes, they need to claim more. They need to be more detailed.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, as far as the barometer of stink, nobody should be going over the threshold of I smell you. You know what I'm saying? I shouldn't smell you, definitely, and you shouldn't smell me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We talking about having, what did you say earlier? What was the Eddie Murphy song?
Put your mouth on me.
We listen to Eddie Murphy, and we trying to reenact what the man's saying. You don't want any kind of raunchiness going on with me, and I definitely don't want any with you, so it should be equal. It should be equal commitment. It's just a matter of women have to do more. I think that should be obvious. with the women that was commenting, at least, I don't know about younger women, and if y'all do have an issue with that, y'all need to talk to somebody. But
y'all do.
The women that were commenting on that, I don't think that was, that's like an obvious statement. Of course we need to take care of our situation. But the question is, I remember being phrased, the original question, who should the standard be higher on? Both of y'all should carry an equal standard as far as just from a respect level. I respect you enough to know, like Mav said, I just took my shoes off and got the whole house smelling like Fritos. I should wash them. I know my situation is a little sweaty. I should be respectful enough to not ask you to do anything with it, knowing that it's going to taste like a bag of salt and vinegar chips. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. That's new school. I would never, you know, that's different when you're talking about doing stuff. Of course, you got that, and that's why I say you need to be fresh.
See, I'm thinking like it's you put your mouth on stuff. For me, man,
you got to.
Go ahead.
If you stink,
I see his face.
My thing is, if you stink, it's cool because I know you're going to take a shower,
right?
And I'm gonna sneak in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the game.
After about 10 minutes, though. Right?
Yeah. Wash up first.
Right.
She's in there lotioning now.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna mess up all that freshness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I gotta wash up again.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Indeed. That's the best time to get
it. Yeah.
See, now I think we got some clarity. Now we are all on the same roller coaster, same wavelength. That's all. Yeah, we good. We good there.
Man, I've been times where I washed up and put on some cologne, and I still stank to my wife because that's not the cologne she like.
Okay.
Right. Okay. That's true. That's a technicality.
Right. That's true.
But the sentiment was there. You're trying to get fresh.
Right.
She just didn't like the freshness that you were presenting.
So I didn't buy that. No, I bought it. It was cheaper.
Right.
You put no Halston on.
High karate, baby.
Put on that Stetson. Put on some Stetson.
Some Jacquard.
Wow.
Right.
Black bottle. Yep.
Right. So we got that cleared up. Now that we got the freshness factor cleared up,
somewhat.
Now we can move on to something different. And now this is, you said somewhat. Did you say somewhat?
Yeah.
What you mean somewhat? Hold on. We can't move on until we got full clarity. Help us out, C-Man.
I have clarity. I mean, I think it's mostly for these young girls out here. Y'all need to talk to your aunties and.
Yeah, need to get school.
You know, if you and your mother are only
10 years apart.
Right.
10, years
10
apart.
12, 13 years apart.
I said somebody close to that. It was like maybe 13 years apart, but it was close. And they both were pregnant at the same time. She was in middle school. Her mother was obviously out of school, but they were both pregnant at the same time. It was
Lord Jesus.
A sight to behold. But go ahead and finish your statement.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I would say that's geared towards the youngsters. You know, your mom's only 13 years apart. I might want to talk to an auntie.
They ain't got time to teach you because they out kicking it.
Yeah, y'all in the same bar. Nah, that ain't.
So, yeah, I mean, like I said, if it's not obvious to you, then we're going to have you talk to Mr. I'm Just Saying, and he's going to get y'all together. If it's not completely obvious that
definitely
you can take care of your hygiene.
Definitely.
So, now that we got that cleared up, let's go ahead and move on to the next step after you get yourself fresh. Now, when I originally heard this this topic, this idea from the Love Doctor, I had a totally different concept in mind, but he was pleased to correct me today. So, I'm going to do a little bit of both, and we're going to see where we go. Now, I was under the understanding originally that we're going to do a topic on building your fantasy wife. So we're going to do that. We're going to build a fantasy wife. But I was corrected and saying, no, not a fantasy wife, a fantasy wife team. So we're going to deal with the fantasy wife first because I got to get my team together, see if I can even come up with a team. And then we're going to deal with the fantasy team. So let's go ahead. We're going to go straight guns blazing on this one right out the gate. Yeah, and we're going to deal with the Mav on this one. Go ahead, Mav. If you can build your fantasy wife, what would it look like?
Fantasy wife team, right?
No, we're going to deal with the wife first.
Quarterback first. Yeah, with the quarterback.
Yeah, build the quarterback, and then we'll get the team around the quarterback. So build your fantasy wife.
This is a setup, man.
Yeah. Right.
Dream team, baby.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
You need to think about it? You need to come back to you because you're thinking hard.
I mean, I'm thinking, you know. All the things that she got to have, right?
Yeah, man. You build her how you want her.
Man, let me see.
Wow.
All right.
Just to clarify before you go forward, we're not saying we're going to put our ex on our ex face on the wife
body. I hope you wouldn't be dumb enough to say that. You might be thinking that, but you wouldn't say that. Just say light skin.
Or take your ex booty, put it on your wife. No, we're not talking about that.
But just go ahead.
Don't mention that ex at all.
They'll say, just build a woman.
Why would you do that?
So first of all, she got to be 135.
135? Ooh, 135.
That's kind of
light.
How tall?
That's cool.
How tall?
About no taller than 5'6". You know what I'm saying?
So she got a slim build at 5'6" and 135. Kind of slim.
Meat on her bones a little bit.
And from her neck up.
Oh, he getting detailed. Neck up, okay.
She got the Kerry Washington face. You
okay.
Know?
So, okay.
Ooh, those lips.
Yeah. Kerry Washington all the way.
Yeah, I did remember that. Yeah, Kerry Washington is your guilty mm-hmm. pleasure. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She got to wear size 6 or smaller.
Wow. I didn't know he was going to get the feet size. Okay.
Ooh. Yeah, size 6 or smaller.
Small shoes or drawers?
No. In the shoes.
Okay.
The shoes. Yeah. Let me see. Man, I don't know.
What about the underwear size? How did you mention it? Now that you mentioned it, I mean, what size drawers can she wear?
6X.
135? You talking about a 4 or right. 2?
Yeah, I was talking about some shoes.
Oh, my bad. I'm thinking about drawers. I'm thinking about panties.
Right.
Oh, man. She got to love to cook. You know what I'm saying? Just love to be in that kitchen all the time. Just, you know, love to serve. You know, just love to serve, love to just do whatever.
Your royal,
you know?
Your Prince Hakeem,
you know,
yeah.
You know,
the royal princess Zamunda.
I want her to be like, you know, like that chick that was on Coming to America.
Bell Calloway,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that chick who's just jumping around like and barking like a dog. Woo, 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 woo.
Okay.
You know.
So yes. you want the consummate mother whore. That's what you want.
I mean, I don't know.
That's what you want.
That's to start, you know.
To start. That's just the beginning.
That's the start, you know. Y'all just move to somebody else. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to come back. Think about it. Go ahead. Think about it. Okay, go ahead. Mello us out. We're going to go to Romeo. We're going to bounce across the table. Okay. Since this is your topic, what you got? Fantasy wife.
Brown eyes.
Okay.
Vaseline lips.
He going old school.
Woo-wee, that's what I'm talking about.
We ain't talking about the lip smackers or none of this other stuff.
Yeah. Vaseline. Oh yeah. I can dig it.
Big or small lips?
Kissable.
Okay.
It's the main thing. It's kissable.
You got a little plump on your lips to work with.
Yeah.
Okay.
That when you move them, there's a smack behind.
Oh, gotta have that smack. Got to have that noise.
Oh,
it's important.
Boy.
It's important.
Clearly, I'm not ready for this.
Right.
No.
You ain't ready, man. Man. Go ahead. I'm listening, man. I'm tuned in. Where my notebook at? Right.
That Jesus. Brown skin. That long hair, it ain't got to be yours. You can buy it, baby. I mean, I just want to rub my fingers through something.
Gotcha.
You know?
Hell yeah. I can dig it.
And most importantly, your neck gotta be clean.
Yeah.
Perfumed. So I like to kiss the neck.
So no dirt roads, you know them little dirt roads you get under your neck sometimes? You can't get
no roads on the neck, baby. Oh. No Michelin baby over here. No Michelin man, Michelin woman.
Really?
Clean neck.
It's just interesting to hear the different fetishes we got. He like into the neck. You know, you know, Josh got his, Mav got his thing with the hairy bush butt. And you know, everybody got their thing. You didn't know it was a thing until you knew it was a thing. But go ahead.
There's a particular point on the neck that you can, you know, kiss.
Right.
And it sends that, I guess, that chill.
It's scientific.
Down that back spine. It causes those drawers to wiggle.
That's just dope. Where is the spot at again? Point it out. Yeah, I need to know.
Right.
Make the drawers wiggle. Wait a minute.
Yes.
That sounds like a Clarence Carter album. That sounds like something he would say.
Stand up in it.
Man. Anything else?
Right.
I mean, That's about it. Clean, you know, I like, you know, good looking feet, you know. So I like to kiss from head to toe, you know.
Right. Dopeness.
You know. Smooth kneecaps. I like to kiss there as well.
Yeah, you gotta have some. That's a good point. You gotta have them.
That's a good point.
You gotta have
them. There's a certain spot behind the back of the leg.
Yeah.
That crease back there. You kiss that, I guarantee you. Guarantee you. It's a spot behind the kneecap.
I be learning stuff here, man. I thought levels, man.
I'm always, dude.
You think you got it all figured out?
No.
If you bite that spot, you're going to see that butt pop up. And something's going to happen.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Get a heel kick to the face. Wait a minute.
No.
I don't know. I'm trying it. I just know I'm trying it.
I know what he's talking about.
The leg will go up.
I'm definitely trying.
And the butt going to go up. And there's a particular entry that you can make. Like a slap run, baby.
Like a rocket ship coming down. Yes. That's all right.
That's deep. I ain't never tried to bite the back of the knee before. I ain't even thought about that.
It's like a sucker bite. You know, you got to suck in.
There's something going on back there.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Wow.
I'm down.
No wonder the women like the light-skinned brothers, man. Y'all be doing it different.
It's a whole different type, man. Yeah.
We be trying to be gangsters in the bedroom. Y'all got techniques and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Got to keep a couple light-skinned brothers in your back pocket. You never know what you find out.
You got to massage the back of that thigh like she got a Charlie horse.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Move up. You know, you got to be good with the fingers, man.
Good with the fingers.
So she got to have a smooth body, you know, hairless.
Got you. So I need to start doing some of them, the push-ups with the fingertips out. Get them fingertips nice and strong. Okay. Deep. I need to pause for a second before I go to the next person. Let me absorb all this.
I ain't.
Okay. Back of the kneecap.
Back of the kneecap, man. Everybody should go home and try it.
It's a spot back there.
If you have a license that permits you to try these things, go home and try to bite the back of the kneecap, man. You know, I wonder why I'm asking my wife, is this a thing? Maybe she don't know it's a thing. We're about to find out. We're definitely going to find out.
Yeah, practice. Practice it.
Yeah. Practice what you preach, Barry White. You know? Go ahead, C-Murder. I mean, I probably should have let you go first. I didn't know he was going to be that deep with it, but, you know, go ahead. What you got? Fantasy White.
I had to rethink because I
Yeah, you had to recalibrate.
Yeah, because I was going with, you know, celebrities. I was just going to put certain celebrities, you know, as a feature. So, but I'll say that for my fantasy team.
Okay.
I like them thick. I like thick women.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
I'm talking about, like, a bowl of cold grits thick.
Cold grit? I mean, well, yeah, I get you.
You know what I mean? So, but I'm going to start with... Got a booty fetish. I mean, I know most dudes do, but I got a serious booty fetish.
Okay.
So you definitely gonna have to be jiggly in that area. I need some romp to play with.
Okay.
So I'll say about 5. I don't like them too short. My wife is tall, so I would say about 5'8", 9-ish maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, I would say. You have to have some pretty feet. I mean, I do have a booty fetish, but hands and feet are a big deal to me.
Yeah,
you can't be walking
right
around
there with you.
You can't be walking around with orangutan hands.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
dark knuckles,
mm-mm.
Looking like Shaq by the hands. I don't, no,
yeah, you can't have the man hands like they did on Seinfeld. You can't have
no,
man hands.
No. So you got to be able to, if you got to be a hand model for me. So nice hands, nice feet are a must. You got to keep the heel smooth. Lotion, moisturize, thick thighs, complexion. I got something. There's something about I love my wife, but there's something about light skinned women since day one for me. So light complexion. I do have a thing for colored eyes. I don't care what color they are. They can be green, hazel, you know, anything but black or brown.
That's fair.
Long hair. I prefer long hair, you know, so I can pull on it. You know, right. Flip it around and tie it in the knot. So long hair, you know, you have to be busty. I don't know, man. The more a woman, the better for me. I like to play with things, so, you know.
I feel you.
I need hips. I need booty. And I need bust. That's it for me.
Sound like you being a little greedy, man. Little greedy.
I like having money. I like, you know, it's like I equate it to money. You like having a lot of it, not too much, you know,
just enough.
Right, just enough. I don't want the crack to be so deep where, you know, when I spread it, it's a smell that comes out.
But you know, that's my thing. That's my thing. Before we finish around the round table, you know, you always got the debate. Breast man versus butt man, right? You always got that debate?
Yeah.
See, I'm personally a breast man, right? Because you can always dive into a nice set of breasts and be safe. You get a big jiggly booty.
No, dog. Because if you don't treat that breast right.
Yes, sir.
You get that breast smell.
Hold on. They have a breast smell. They
up
get a little,
under.
They get a little sweaty.
The flap.
But they ain't nothing like a sweaty crack. You can dive into a spread of breasts and be safe.
You are correct.
You get a big jiggly one.
You are correct.
You get a big jiggly behind. It's like,
and
it looks
scar
good.
You for life.
It looks good, but this is dangerous.
It may scar you for life.
Because once you spread it, you may come across some things that she may have.
It might mess up your speech for the rest of your life, man. You know, you get that twang to catch you in the nerves in your neck, and you can't even speak straight anymore. That could be a tricky one. But I actually use that as a to my advantage. You know, you see something rumbling, walking down the street, and you be like, it probably stink when you take all that off.
I'm thinking the like, same thing.
Jay, especially like on a nice summer day, be like, ugh, man, you probably take that off. It's all kind of funky.
She walked around like all day.
Yeah.
And it's about 6-7 hours. Because
you know it's walking. Moving, so it's rubbing right, together, rubbing. Creating friction. Yeah.
And it's like, and then with the sweat,
Booty
and the sweat. Heat.
She probably
got a bush in her butt, like
Josh. Oh, right, no. Yeah.
She probably got a bushy butt. You know, only Josh can experience something like that. I mean, he is Mr. Billion Serves. Yeah, so he probably seen a couple bushy butts.
Yeah. Right. Man. This day and age, you need to be shaved. Shaven, if that's a word. Ladies, shave.
Please.
Yeah. No hair. That's out.
So go ahead. I'm just saying, we got a chance to get you warmed up. Everybody then gave their picks. Go ahead.
Nah, you ain't gave yours.
Well, I'm the moderator. You know, I'm always
No. We killing all that. Go ahead, bro.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Go ahead. Give your fantasy pick, man.
I'm still working on mine. Go ahead.
You've been working on that phone a lot.
You the architect, the man, the myth, the legend. We got to hear your opinion. Help me.
I got my fantasy pick.
Well, let me hear it.
You know, she got all the attributes I like. Long, natural hair. I don't like weave. I don't like it.
I agree.
More so if you can actually grow your own. I feel that's kind of lazy. If you can grow your own hair, but you're always wearing other people's hair. Now, I don't mind you wearing weave every now and then to switch it up. Like, you know, I like long hair.
Yeah.
You know, you might be feeling short hair. You can put a quick weave in. We can do that for a while. Have fun with that. That's cool. Not a fan of weave overall. I like the natural hair. It's the stunt factor to say, look, my baby got natural long hair. Her hair come down her back on her own. She didn't have to buy anything. It's just that feel good factor for me to say, boom, you can't do that. Ha ha, I got that at home. You know, nice rack is not a must, but it kind of is. Like, I wouldn't say I was back on the market. I wouldn't date a girl that didn't have a large chest, but I'm naturally drawn to it. I mean, from the first time I was able to recognize a pair, I was in love with them from then, and it's never changed. Skin color doesn't really matter to me. I've dated light skin, dark skin, brown skin. That's never mattered to me. That's never been a preference. I'm actually throw a curveball in my setup. Intelligence is important.
Yeah. The
overall physical features. I can't deal with a dummy. I don't care how fine you are. If you can't hold a good conversation with me, it's not gonna work.
Yeah.
It's not gonna work. I'm sorry. You gotta be able to keep up with me. And I am very diverse and broad and my level of interest. So I talk about various things all over. I could talk about the Flintstones to, you know, the condition of NATO and, you know, third world affairs. You know, can you keep up with me on some type of level?
Right.
And can you keep up with my level of wit? Because I can be very sarcastic. You know, that's my thing. That is a language for me.
Right.
Can you not so much keep up with as far as a retort, like go back and forth, but can you understand when I throw something out there? Do you get what I'm saying?
Right.
Are you smart enough to get what I'm saying? So intelligence is very important.
You're getting deep.
I've heard the feet and the hands mentioned. Maybe because I never dealt with anybody with any rough feet or hands. That's never been a thing. Maybe it would be if I saw somebody with monkey feet. You know, but I haven't dealt with that, so I don't know. You know, it's not applicable / incomplete for me right now. A behind is not a must, but it's a plus. It's not a must, but it's a plus. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, it's always something back there to smack. I mean, if you're negative, we got an issue. We probably not going to get past the dating phase.
You can be negative.
Yeah, you won't.
But, you know, as long as there's something back there to, you know, grab a hold of, and when you hit it, the jiggle, I'm cool with that. It ain't got to be, you know what I'm saying, it ain't got to be shaking the whole world when you move around. I mean, that I'm not going to complain about it, but I don't need it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty much my setup. That's my setup for the most part.
Right there.
That's long, good. Natural hair, intelligence, and everything else can be carved into place, like a sculpt, your own personal sculpture. So now we got that out of the way. Go ahead.
That's
what I'm just saying.
Well, I was gonna say something similar to what you were saying. I would change a few things. I have a thing for dark skinned women. I do always have. It's just something about them, man. That whole black of the berry, the sweet of the juice is just absolutely true. Light-skinned girls are cool, too, but I got to have a dark-skinned girl.
Gotta be dark skin. Gotta have smooth skin, smooth legs. Like you said, smooth kneecaps and all that. You know, and one thing I like about dark skinned women, when they done right, they ain't ashy. You know, certain dark skinned worlds, they could be so ashy.
Yeah, it's a dark skin problem. Y'all don't really know about that too much. So yeah, we have to take extra care.
So when you see a girl like that and she take care, you like, I gotta have her.
Especially
I gotta have
her. Time.
Yes. Yeah, we're winter time. Right. I'm gonna do a whole blog on that on my site. Y'all don't understand the plight of the dark skinned brother / sister in life, man. We have totally different problems that other people don't have, man. It just y'all don't understand it. But yeah, if she can take care of it, if she's taking care of herself, she's never ashy. That's high level.
That is
because you can put some lotion on and walk outside and look like Frosty the Snowman. It's like
just that quick.
It's rough, man.
You're right.
It's rough for the dark skinned people out here, man.
My wife though, she don't have that problem. That's and the one thing I could say, my wife really is the makeup of my, because she got the perfect lips. I like her eyes. I love her smile. She's very intelligent. She's smart. She's very good with money. She know how to manage money. And a key element that maybe some of us left out is she is spiritually, connected with God, which is very important.
It's important.
So you put all that stuff together, I ride my wife about her feet sometimes. That could be a little rough. I'm hard on her because I have a foot fetish. But, that's why I try to get her feet done. Whenever I get paid, I make sure that she gets those done and try to keep that up on her. But, she's curvy. Like, my wife has the right curve for me. She's just curvy. Like, she put on some tights. She got that right curve like that. Yeah, that right curve. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. and her butt is just is right for me. Her boobs could be a little bigger, but I ain't mad because,
at least they still sit in place.
They do sit in place. Man, they do. They do.
So there's pros and cons and everything.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. With hair, short or long. Don't matter. You can play with the weave. I used to be like you. I used to hate weave majorly until she started getting it. I said, well, that ain't bad.
It's not the end of the world.
You get a little bit. Mm-hmm. Not a lot. A little bit. Right. Other than that, that's it. She like her ear. Okay, I'm gonna go deep. She got the right earlobes.
That's being technical.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, man. Her earlobes is right. Her earlobes is right.
Yeah.
We going to talk about the whole...
They perfectly fit in the front of your teeth. When you go to bite them subtly, they just right there perfectly.
I mean, I can dig them with the earlobe thing.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And they don't smell. That's another thing.
That's a good thing, because back of your earlobes stink. I don't care how much you wash. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Right.
Back of your earlobes stink.
Well, see, hers don't never stink. I try to, catch on, but it don't.
Have you ever done a wipe test? You put your finger back there? Because I don't know. She might catch something.
I tried it, and it smelled good.
That's a blessing. That's a sign of God.
Exactly. Yep, touchdown. So, but that's it. I pretty much got... What I want. Yeah. That's it for me. I'm good. And everybody went quiet.
Well, I guess I guess information is coming through all at once. So
yeah.
So we got that out the way. So we got it. Hold up. First of all, did you finish with your fantasy? Because you said finish up, man. Finish up.
Because he's sitting there thinking the whole time.
Finish
like,
up.
No, yeah. I mean, I was actually putting together my y'all was talking about we supposed to have a fantasy team. I was putting together my team.
Okay, so you ready for your team? You ready for your team?
Yeah.
Go for it. Fantasy team. Let's get the team.
I don't know. My team ain't gonna be that big though, because I own
five players.
Five.
Damn. Wow.
That's too many?
Right up your alley, ain't
I don't it? Think I know five off top. You know
three.
What I'm
you got three.
I got three. Kerry Washington. That's going to be the top one. And then, what's that girl name off of that T.I. movie where they was doing all the skating? That
looked Laura London?
Girl. Laura London.
Oh, Laura London. Man. Yeah. Her. Her, right listen. There. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's one of my favorites. And then... Something I always had.
He closed eyes on that one.
Yeah. See
that shouting.
See,
too. Yeah.
See, y'all was slipping a long time.
Oh, we
ago.
Slipping. Okay.
Y'all
okay.
was slipping. Right. Y'all was slipping on Jill Scott.
Man, oh, ain't nobody
y'all slipping on Jill Scott.
Jill Scott, nobody slipping on Jill.
I'm talking when Jill Scott was big. She was looking good.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
When she was big. She was looking good.
Yeah.
And I was liking her then.
You the one talking about 135. I'm talking about Jill Scott. You know what I'm saying?
And then she lost all that weight. Now, man, she. She on the money. Like she thick. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like perfect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
she look like she smell good, don't she?
Man, she all look like she smell good to me. Was she was big or not?
I know.
She was clean.
She, like
big.
She appreciates her man. Yeah. Takes care of him well.
Yeah. Yes. Oh yeah. Yeah.
She talking about cooking breakfast. Yeah.
Bruh, listen to the album.
Yeah.
Right.
Me. Yeah. Uh huh.
And she looked like she can cook.
Yeah.
Which made me think about something.
So
side note, if you put it down, shouldn't that kind of, y'all ever put it down when your wife asks them and say, baby, what you want to eat?
You know, but I actually heard a funny meme, and it kind of makes sense, even though I don't like it.
Yeah.
He said, if you do what you're supposed to do in the bed, I shouldn't be able to get up to cook you breakfast in bed. I mean, or go make you a sandwich. It's like, that kind of makes sense. I don't appreciate that because I want the sandwich afterwards, but it actually makes sense.
No.
Yeah, but that's that's just wit.
No, bro.
I mean, yeah, that's what some women. I mean, you got some women that can take it, man.
They can take
a pounding,
and they feel so good.
They can take a pounding,
and they hop right up
5, 6, 7.
And they can hop up and cook,
and they can hop up and be like,
they
"Bam, going to do
skills
yeah.
about 10 times."
I don't want but, that kind of woman,
right? But I was gonna say, you wouldn't feel some type of way if you put your best effort, and they walk and they go run a marathon afterwards.
Because there's certain women that can do it. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
I feel like I ain't do my job.
If you did your thing, you know what I'm saying, and they happy, they scream, they moan,
but see, they don't do that, and it ain't what you thought. It's just, hey, I'm a, you know,
mine's fall asleep, so
a good sign.
I just think it just be them lazy wives. That's all.
Oh, you think
be them
lazy
wives?
Okay.
Yeah. You know, they fall asleep after they catch
theirs. But I'm saying, y'all never put it down to point fact afterwards, you probably fell asleep. But when you woke up, wife got up and started cooking you breakfast.
Now, if you say it like that after they got a rest, but nah, if you did, they're just popping up right after you done.
Nah, like that.
Going right to Walmart afterwards.
Right. Like, where you going? What you doing?
Yeah.
Sweat.
That's kind of disgusting.
Walking out the door like, what you doing?
You ain't even wiped?
That don't
matter.
Just
gonna let it drip.
That's the new generation kids. You talking about stuff like that?
Yeah. Getting up and just dripping.
Yeah.
That's not right.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Go ahead, man. This is the fantasy picks over here. Say, what's your fantasy pick?
Man, if I gotta choose somebody other than my wife, man, that's tough. You know what? I gotta have Serena's body. I gotta have Serena.
Mm.
I'll take Serena. Let me stop. Let me be honest. I'll take Serena's body, but I gotta change her face.
Okay.
Her face ain't bad as long as she get rid of those caterpillar eyebrows.
It ain't bad, but this new eyebrow fetish she on. I just gotta look at you in the morning. You gotta look right in the morning.
She does look like her breakfast thing in the morning, like
she
real bad.
She does.
Probably would. It probably would.
Jay, I ain't talking about normal morning breakfast.
You like,
girl, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So I gotta change the face.
Right.
So I'm gonna keep her body. And I'm going to take old girl from Power. You ever seen Power?
Ooh-wee.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, she'll work. I'm talking about Puerto Rican.
Okay. Nah, see, I take Notori Not to Puerto Rican. I'll explain why in a minute. Even though she's not on my list, but I can explain why.
I would definitely take her. Because she's dark skinned, so I'm going to take her. That's one. Man, I'm trying to get to two. I don't know how you did two.
I got a
did
couple.
Three, man. Why?
Well, go ahead, because we running short on time. Let's go ahead and roll and see what he got.
I'm good. I can't
Let me see. I'll take five.
Five?
Okay.
I mean, as far as a dream team, you know, that fantasy dream team.
What you got?
I'm thinking Shakira.
Oh, that was in left field, but I feel Shakira.
Yes.
Kamora Lee Simmons.
Oh, he's like a big exotic.
Holly Berry. MC Light.
Yeah.
MC Light. I like that pick. Spinderella is a good pick.
I can dig it.
That was broad. That's diverse.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Diverse.
Wow. Yeah.
And the last one, Claire Huxtable.
I can feel it. That's a nice list.
Angela Bassett.
That's a nice list. Y'all about to say you're still going. That's a nice list though. Go ahead, C Murder.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Wow, man. I got a few of mine are already Bootylicious. Oh, okay. No, they're already bootylicious, so I'm going with, I got to go with Serena.
Okay.
Yeah. Only because I've been her, Serena, delicious.
Delicious, huh?
Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, listen. Serena, delicious. I got to go with Beyonce. I got a thing for Marsha Ambrosius.
I figured she was going to be on the list.
Marsha Ambrosius. It's the green eyes and that accent. Man, listen. What's that? Three. I got to go with, I'm about to throw a curveball on y'all.
Okay.
Michelle Obama.
That ain't no curveball. That ain't no curveball.
If she take them heels off, man.
You think she's too tall?
No. It's just the heels she wear. Oh,
okay.
Nah, man, take them heels off.
He getting deep. But, I have a foot fetish.
And not just for her. You know what? I would take Michelle Obama for her body because she's bootylicious herself.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But more so for her brain. Her intelligence. She is Ivy League school.
Two of y'all picks is right up my alley.
So Michelle Obama, what I say, delicious. Serena Williams, Beyonce, Marsha Ambrosius. Wow, that's about it so far. I got a few more. I can't remember them off the top of my head. I got to go through Instagram.
Okay. Not Thickagram though. Just Instagram.
Yeah, just the regular.
Okay.
Just the regular.
Alright, keep you in the safe zone.
Yeah.
Cause
yeah.
You start putting some of them on your list, you might have a problem on your hand.
No, okay. Celebrities though. Celebrities.
Yeah. On my list. See, this is how my list would work. I've always been more into the woman with the girl next door appeal. I don't want to say overly cute. Like I mean, everybody I date, my wife for sure, it's fine. But I don't like that Barbie doll look. It's not my thing.
Okay.
Yep.
Natural or not, I just don't like that Barbie doll look. Like, I'll give you an example. Christina Milian. Beautiful woman.
Yes.
She doesn't do anything for me.
Man.
She does nothing for me.
I thought it was just me.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, like, you look at her, like, aesthetically, she's nice. But for me,
She's almost too pretty.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
She has nothing that distinguishes her from any other, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, from somebody else.
From somebody else. She's just.
Yeah.
So I like
that. Let me take a look at her real quick.
I agree.
I like that girl next door feel. Like, on the Tory Norton, like you said.
Right.
Not, she's not on my list, but that kind of feel, like, I can hang out with you.
She's
cool.
Sexy.
You beautiful. You beautiful, but you cool, too. You know what I'm saying? You're not high maintenance. We can just kick it. We can kick it without your makeup on or without your superstar glamour and just be cool and have fun. You're just a real person. So for what that being said, the first person, maybe the only person on my list that I can think of right now, Sanaa Lathan.
Mm.
I like her appeal.
That's who I forgot about.
I like her appeal. It's just, I feel like the characters that you play, the nice, sweet character, is actually you. So I'm into that. I like that. You know, so Sanaa Lathan will probably make my list. Because mine is more personality based. Jill Scott is another one. Jill Scott, her whole eclectic vibe works. It just works. Her style, her appeal. She looks like she knows how to treat a man. She's respectful. She has old school standards when it comes to dealing with a man.
Breakfast in bed.
Yes. She has old school standards. Yeah. So I like her.
Like her too.
Listen to that.
That's all she talk about.
Let me see.
That's awesome.
It's kind of tough. Those two are set in stone. I do like the Michelle Obama pick. That's not a bad pick. I like her because she's very sophisticated, classy. Same thing with Felicia Rashad. Very sophisticated, classy, although she's older than my mother, so that's kind of weird to think about it like that. But
right now,
but still, she's sophisticated and classy.
She's still.
So I would kind of lean towards those type of women, even though they're kind of older, which makes it weird. Like Angela Bassett would be another one I lean towards. Very classy, sophisticated woman.
Man, seen that body.
Vivica Fox for a while was cool. She's kind of getting older now.
Yeah, the booty is kind of long now.
Yeah, she's kind of getting the crow's feet too.
Yeah, the cheek is kind of long.
So back in the day,
I'll take a Taraji.
Taraji seemed a little too ghetto for me. She probably trying to get on my nerves.
I like that spice.
It'd be a little too ratchet.
Jody? Yeah, I like that a little.
You know, like she'd get loud at the restaurant on you, like, baby, chill out. That's not cool. You know what I'm saying? She looked like one of them type of chicks. You know what I'm saying? Cuss the waiter out like that wasn't even necessary. You know what I'm saying? She seemed like one of them type.
You get a free meal though.
Right.
Yeah, you would. You get embarrassed too, but you get the free meal. But that's I don't really have a set list, but that's what it would be based around, more personality type. Can we just be real without the cameras and everything in your face? Are you still the same cool person that you portray on TV? That's the kind of person I will be, that will be on my fantasy team. So, yeah, that's what we got.
All right. Sound good.
Did you find Christina Milian yet?
Oh, yeah.
What you think?
I saw that. He turned red. Look at him.
I mean, I'm a fan of the women that just look, you know, that just look perfect. I mean, I'm a fan of them.
Right. Like, what's wrong with a perfect-looking woman? Right. I get you. Right. Yeah. I get you.
I feel you.
And see, it's hard to define, because when you say that, you almost like you're diminishing everybody else, particularly the one you're with. Yeah. It's not It's not that they're more beautiful. It's definitely not that, because they'll be on my list. It's just their look doesn't do anything. But I'll give you another one. Prime example. Oh, as a matter of fact, speaking of, before we close out, got to close out real quick. Don Lewis makes my list too. Don Lewis played Jaleesa on Different World. Wow. Played on Hangin' with Mr. Cooper. She makes my list. But the point I was about to make, and why she came up, I would take her over Holly Robinson Pete. Holly Robinson Pete had nothing on Don Lewis on Hangin' with Mr. Cooper. Yeah. Hands down. And Holly Robinson Pete is beautiful.
Yeah.
She had nothing on
she ain't got no body though.
Nothing. She that's where my mind is at with that. So we got to close. I got 20 seconds left. Thank you for listening to the Band of Brothers Radio Show. We appreciate you guys for listening. Make sure you listen every Friday at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You can comment on our shows. You can be a fan of us on Facebook, Culture Shock Entertainment, Twitter, Culture Shock ENT, Instagram, Culture Shock Entertainment, and make sure you listen to the show on CSCRadio.caster.fm. We are out.
Wolf piss is the new pheromones.